the book of X, opened it on a random page, and it said, people, girls with a podcast.
I'm going to run downstairs when it gets to the red lights, stop sign.
Oh so my exactly gosh, is that literally the first time I saw you?
Hi, I'm Erin Velak, and I've made it my mission to interview the members of the University of Nottingham's student radio station, URN. Join me to uncover how our members got into student radio, what they're listening to in their free time, and their most iconic pieces of clothing that might make you recognise them as you're walking around campus. I want to know who they are when the mics aren't live, so let's find out. This is Off Air with URN. Just before we get started, I'd like to say there's a little bit of swearing in this episode, so if that's not for you, stop listening here, but you can go back and listen to all the other previous episodes.
Welcome to the podcast. We have, I'm going to call you the self-care sofa girls.
Yeah.
I like that.
Because that's what, whenever I've been talking about, like, oh yeah, I'm going to do an interview with the self-care sofa girls.
Yeah.
Because I just, that's us. It's easiest to refer to you both that way.
Yeah, so true, we're a duo now. we are just the podcast.
We are just one person.
Yeah.
Slowly becoming one. But do you want to introduce both of yourselves? Because you are different people. There are two of you here today.
Breaking news, we are two different people. I'm Sophie.
I'm Lydia. Powell. Lydia Sunim.
Yeah. And yeah, we're the self-care sofa girls.
Yeah, we have a podcast called The Self-Care Sofa where we speak all about like growth mindset.
Wait, what's our podcast called? we've not mentioned it.
And yeah, we talk a lot about like our own experiences to do with just growth.
Yeah, growth stuff. And development.
Yeah.
Self-care. Pretty much. What it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to start with kind of the beginning, how you got into URN and how you guys ended up making a podcast, because it's new as of this year, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. So I was away last summer. I was working abroad and me and Lydia were FaceTiming just for like a bit of a catch up. And we kind of said like in passing, I think both of us had kind of been said what someone has told us once before, like, oh, you'd be good on a podcast.
Yeah, which podcast. Is like a bit like, you got a face for radio. Like,
yeah.
But we took it as a compliment and we kind of ran with that idea.
Yeah, we really took it and ran with it.
And we were like, what would we talk about?
Well, actually, yeah. So we kind of wrote like, we made like a group note and we wrote like just, it was kind of like a hypothetical idea.
Yeah.
And then like a week later, Lydia told me that she'd emailed Liv, the head of speech. She went, I was just going to email her, like, in case there wasn't any reply, like, then you didn't know.
Because...
And the ball was rolling from there.
Pretty much. I think for me, it's like, there's so many plans that you kind of make with people kind of on a whim and you're like, oh, this is never really going to happen. But with this idea, I was like, do you know what? No, I'm going to make it happen. So I didn't tell Sophie. And following our conversation, obviously, yeah, as you said, I got in contact with Liv. And I... Obviously, Liv was awesome about everything. And she was like, yeah, you can, you know... join the team and record in our studio and I'll show you how it works. It was just super lovely and welcoming. And
yeah.
And then once everything was basically tick, 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 like green lighted, that's when I told you.
She just sent me screenshots of these emails she'd been having back and forth with Liv. Yeah. And I was like, I didn't realize this was actually
surprise.
But then when I got back and we both moved to uni, we just went to like the introduction talks and things that URN was running and kind of started realizing that it was actually real, and we didn't tell anyone that we were doing it, literally nobody knew, and then people found out when we posted on our Instagram that the first episode was out.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, because we didn't want to jinx it.
Cat's out of the bag.
So I didn't post anything on my Instagram to do with radio for the first year I did it.
Really?
Really? I didn't tell my parents. They knew I wanted to join radio, but I didn't tell them when my show was for the first couple
Why?
Of weeks. Because I didn't want the pressure of like people I know.
Fair.
And that also, ours was a live show, so it didn't matter if we had listeners or not. We were still doing it every week. And then eventually I started actually telling people.
Yeah.
I was
yeah.
Like, oh, it's so embarrassing. I do radio. Like,
no.
But now I've realized it's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
And I don't shut up about it.
It's all I talk about. It's the personality trait now.
Well, Lydia was once literally in a bookstore and she like opened a book. It was like the book of X. Opened it on a random page and it said people, girls with a podcast. And
genuinely.
It was like a couple of weeks after we'd started it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, so random page. Don't say
open
that.
It up. Someone having a podcast. I was like, close that book.
I think, though, if you've done 10 episodes of your podcast, then you're actually doing your podcast, and therefore it stops being an ick.
We're on a strong 15.
Yeah, we... do one or two and they're like, guys, listen to my new podcast.
True, that's such a good point. No, we're committed.
Yeah, we've just filmed episode 15.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm pushing it forward a bit more than Nydia.
It's the first I'm hearing of this.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. When is it? Okay, we'll discuss.
I really wanted it to be a weekly thing. Just because for me, I don't really want to go, like, my plan isn't to go into radio afterwards, so a lot of, like, the importance for me is, well, I do psychology, and so I want to, like, bring focus to, like, actively looking after yourself, and also, like, in terms of a job, the fact that it's, like, regular.
It does help. I will say, I was talking to Georgia yesterday, who does Eco Frenzy with me,
yeah,
and she thinks part of the reason she got her placement was because she does a podcast about sustainability every single week, and she wanted to work in sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
And every other person, you know, that's trying to go for that job has exactly the same credentials, has done, you know, is part of the sustainability society.
Yeah.
On this committee, on that committee. And she's like, the fact I did something completely different and...
It sets her apart.
It really does. Yeah. So I do see why you're like, actually, this is a useful tool for my future.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. I was literally just thinking of, like, if you're, I don't know, say you're going and, like, interviewing for a job, like, because I want to go and work in mental health, I can say that I've spoken about mental health in one form or another pretty much every week and edited it. Like, obviously, we do it all ourselves, and it, like, is a regular thing.
Yeah, I think also the fact that you can prove your passion through this.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you've got the degree, but you're actually speaking about something that you are genuinely interested in, and you can, like, say, like, yeah, I have a podcast to prove that, which I think is good.
So what was the pull for you then, Lydia, in doing this?
Love the sound of my own voice.
So true. And I've said this on literally every episode. I will maintain the fact every single person that does radio in any capacity loves the sound of their own voice. And even if people, you know, some people are going like, no, I don't like listening back to my voice. I'm like, no, but you like hearing your voice talk out loud in the first place.
So, I love listening to, I listen to my podcast all the time.
I don't, actually.
You don't, yeah.
So, like, because we kind of take turns to edit it.
Mm.
If I edit it, then I'm not listening to it again. Whereas Lydia will listen, she's listened to every episode.
Oh, yeah. Listens up.
3, 4, yeah. 5, they're all me. I'm the only one listening. No, the real reason I wanted to do this, I think, I think there's a few reasons. Career-wise, I feel like just kind of speaking to people, obviously we've had a few guests as well, just kind of like getting comfortable, like being with a mic and speaking on that level, I think, based on what I want to do in the future, which potentially might be like presenting or something along those lines, I feel like that could be quite a good experience. But then also, I think I was just very excited to just do something cool with a mate and speak about things that we were quite passionate about, because Sophie and I are very like-minded in the sense, well, very different in many ways, but I think in terms of mindset stuff, we both figure things out, a lot of things at the same time. So I think it was quite useful to...
Yeah, we basically realised that in terms of, like, our own journeys with looking after our mental health and self-care as a whole, we kind of... We've each taken similar steps in that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, we've had different things along the way. Like, we've had an episode each. So I had one about my solo travel and Lydia had one about being sober. But in general... We found that whenever we were together, just the two of us, we were talking about, like, self-growth and that kind of thing. And we were like, well, if we talk about this so much, then why don't we just, like, put it out
schedule
there?
Schedule in your time to talk about it and then...
Yeah, exactly. Because we are very passionate about these things and that they should be shared.
And I know how much I get from other people's podcasts that I feel like, not like, oh, I could do that, but, like... You know, I think it's like any conversation, I think, is quite interesting in general. And so if people happen to be interested in what we say, then I think that's pretty cool.
Mm. What sort of podcasts have you drawn inspiration from then?
Oh, okay.
They're going to be quite different.
there's like, drawn inspiration from, I would say, Bouncing Back with James Middleton. He's like a PT life coach.
He used to be on Made in Chelsea.
No, Survivor of the Fittest. It's like, it got cancelled.
Was he not on Made in Chelsea?
He was dating Georgia Toffolo, which is how I know him.
Yeah.
She was on Made in Chelsea.
Made in Chelsea. Okay. Yeah.
I do associate him with Made in Chelsea a bit.
He's quite posh, but...
He's very posh. I do know him.
Well, he's also my favourite, like, he's like my biggest inspiration of all time.
I cannot describe how much Lydia loves this man.
I truly love him. I'd also say, I see which one you've got.
I'm just looking at the shows I follow on Spotify.
Yeah.
And Inside Anna's Mind, who, like, she's 21 years old. She's a woman living in London. She's a fitness influencer. And her podcast is really cool. It's about, like, confidence and mindset. And, like, she had an eating disorder and stuff like that. So, yeah, I'd say those two are pretty inspirational. Yeah. I suppose.
So for me, a lot of the podcasts I actually tend to listen to are more just chatty ones that are girls like our age or at any point in their 20s, really, just like them talking. So I do like Anything Goes by Emma Chamberlain, which I don't think Lydia does, but I quite like it. At Lexi as well, I quite like that. But one I listened to a lot over the summer when we were first talking about making this is called Time Alone by, I think it's like Siobhan Lauren. And it's just all about, spending time alone. And it's kind of like self-care kind of vibes, but specifically doing things on your own.
I think all of the ones we've mentioned link to our podcast, but I will mention, I listen to a lot of Nearlyweds.
I love them.
The funniest.
Yeah.
Every time I walk to campus, I'm literally pissing myself.
That's what I do. Nearly
walk to campus, piss myself.
Pissing.
No, I mean I'm laugh. No. I am obsessed with Nearly
Words. Yeah. Me too.
And on Wednesdays we drink wine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the other one.
Those are so go-tos. Good.
They are such good podcasts.
And
to
I
be
get
fair.
So annoyed because, well, on Wednesdays we drink wine comes out on Wednesdays and off air comes out on Wednesdays, so I put out my off air like in the morning and then I'll be like, right, time to go listen to Sophie. Yeah.
They are really funny though.
They're a proper good pair, those two.
Yeah. Do you feel like your main goal with your podcast is to entertain or is it to inform?
Both.
Yeah. Do we have to pick one?
You don't have to pick one.
Would you like us to pick one?
If you want to. I was just wondering what's the...
I would actually say that the main goal would be to inform, but with entertainment kind of running through it, if that makes sense. Like, to talk about serious topics.
In an accessible, light-hearted manner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just things that we've found have been really beneficial for us. And that are often like stigmatized. So they are at their core quite like informative things. But we always do it with a laugh. I think that is a big part of it, is just the fact that we will just make a joke out of anything.
Yeah, I think keeping it informal is quite good for like kind of speaking about serious issues in a way that isn't too daunting, which is part of its appeal, I think, with our podcast.
And we knew it was going to go more for people our kind of age.
Yeah.
And so we did want it to be informal for that reason as well, I think.
Yeah, we spoke about like our target audience and stuff like that, and that was definitely one thing.
We're proper business women.
I want to go now into how you two met, because I have no idea how you two know each other. I'm assuming you met at uni.
We did.
How'd you become friends?
So it was kind of a friends of friends situation.
Yeah.
So my friend and now housemate Ella, I know her through my course, and she was in Lydia's block in first year. So I was with a couple of my friends, Abby and Ella, all the time in first year, and we would go to Ella's block. And eventually, it was actually only after Christmas in first year that I met Lydia. The first time I met Lydia, she gave Abby a stick and poke.
Well, yeah.
It was the first time she met Abby as well. No,
specifically, the first time. So I heard from Ella's room because I lived above Ella, so I could hear like some stuff going on in her room. And I heard that she had guests and I heard that she was listening to music. And then Olivia Rodrigo comes in, right?
Oh my God.
Let me set the scene. I'm like, I love this song. And this was at the time where she was like, you know, really popping off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to run downstairs when it gets to the red lights, stop sign.
So oh my gosh, exactly, is that literally the first time I saw you? Was her like popping in? And
so I literally ran downstairs, ran into her room at the right moment. I was like, red lights, because I heard you guys sing this. So we were all just singing. I've never met these girls.
We even questioned it. We were just like, oh yeah.
No, you didn't.
We left that day. We were like, Lydia's so cool.
How the fuck is that cool? And then afterwards, I gave Abby, our friend, a stick and poke, and she gave one back to me. And
friendship.
Yeah, but we actually properly first spoke Valentine's Day after that.
Yeah.
Because we just realised we had like the same taste in like films and music and stuff.
No, the breakfast, the boozy brunch.
That was after that, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we spoke a lot then as well. But yeah, there are a few instances. We've never lived with each other, actually, have we?
No.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That's how we met.
I'd say we got
a lot closer. That's how I met your mother.
We got a lot closer last year.
Yeah.
Second year, I literally did nothing. We basically just went to each other's houses all the time, so.
Pretty much.
That's how second year goes. You just like, you need something else to do. Yeah. You're like, oh, uni's actually getting serious now. No.
I'm like, shall I do less in second year than first year? Probably not, but I did. So, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
All works out in the end. As long as you graduate.
Exactly.
You're going to get first. Like, literally, shut up.
I'm not. But I am on track to graduate, which is good. I put all my grades into a grade calculator because I did more modules last semester than this semester. It's actually impossible for me to fail.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I could still come out with literally just scraping.
Yeah,
it,
but you can't fail.
But I can't fail, which is a very nice thing to know.
That is very good. I am not at that point.
No.
I've done the same thing recently, been like putting my grades into a calculator, be like, how is this gonna work out?
Yeah, it's like, what am I aiming for? It's like, well, I've been aiming to get really, really good the entire time, but it's not quite how it works, is it?
Yeah, you know what, if I scrape by my two with my 2-1 as exactly. It's going at the moment,
yeah,
it's fine.
A 2-1's a 2-1.
Exactly.
Even exactly.
If, who cares 60% if it's a scrape?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
it's there.
Exactly.
But anyway, that's very cute. I like a little organic meeting because a lot of people know each other through radio that I've spoken to, so it's really nice to have that not be the case.
Well, it was kind of cool because when we started radio, like all of you doing radio were new to us, I think. I don't think we knew anyone who was doing radio. And so obviously, like, we've not been on like a ton of nights out, but when we have, it's like all new people, which is quite
nice. It's nice. It's fun.
Bit scary though.
A bit.
I like it.
Is it quite nice going that with like both of you going together?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was always nice knowing that you always had like one other person.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, to be fair, literally, when the first one we did was like Rescue Rooms and then Indie Wednesdays, which to me is like the perfect night out anyway. Oh, so
that's my favorite.
Yeah. So it was like just good choices.
It was good.
Yeah. I think it was nice because we did get to meet like a lot of new people through radio as well.
Yeah.
What made you choose URM then in the first place? So you knew you wanted to do a podcast. Had you heard of it before, or were you like, how can I make this work? I guess this is more a question for you, Lydia, because so you had no idea what was going on.
For me it was literally like plopped in my lap. It's like, here you go, here's how
you have no choice,
here's how we're making this happen.
Well, yeah, I was kind of like, because after, as I said, following our conversation, I was like, how do I actually make this into a reality? Obviously, I looked at like online and I was like, oh, this equipment's gonna cost us a fortune, like we are very broke students, like this isn't really viable sort of thing. And then I was like, surely the uni has something. And luckily enough, they did. And I was like, how do I, like, kind of, I looked into it and I knew that it was through radio that could be a possibility. And then I kind of looked at people's, like, information, like, who can I contact sort of thing. And Liv.
Liv was the one.
Liv was the one.
Liv was there.
Have you ever been tempted to do live radio now you've kind of got used to doing podcasts?
I've thought about it,
yeah,
but it's just been a thought. Like, I don't really know what I'd say, to be honest.
I think it was a bit intimidating to start with, the idea that we couldn't edit stuff when we had never like sat down and recorded.
I
think we like that we can just come in and record at any time of the week,
our own pace.
Yeah, but it's
take
quite
breaks,
flexible,
so easily, and stuff like that.
Is it like chaotic?
It depends who you're with.
So it can be.
Yeah, I've been doing it since my first year. I'm in third year. So awesome. I've been doing this forever.
Very cool.
So I'm very settled, very happy with it all. Know all the buttons, press all the right things kind of thing.
She's a pro.
What can I say? However, sometimes it's like, oh no, we haven't put an ident in. We wanted to put an ident. And sometimes you just don't pay attention to the song that you're playing ends and you're like, oh, we're live again. Okay.
Oh.
And like, you just, if you're not paying attention, you zone out for a bit, it can be
so
like,
you have to really be on the ball.
Yeah, but also not that much.
Okay.
As long as you're paying a little bit of attention.
Just put
now
some
we've
really
got a
long
light
songs.
That like flashes when there are 10 seconds oh. left remaining of the song.
Oh, that's smart.
So good. So good. Big up to Joe Banks.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is a good move.
And it is great having one of the co-heads of tech be my radio show co-host.
So fair.
It is amazing.
If anything goes wrong, Joe, take the stage.
Yeah. Oh, literally, I sit there and just chat and come up with content. I'm like, so this is what I've been watching on my TikTok this week. And Joe is clicking all the buttons, doing all the things. And like making it sound good, which I absolutely love.
See, we really have like our roles. So firstly, as soon as we come in here, we both have our sofas. So the one you're sat on now, Lydia is normally sat on, and I'm sat on this one.
Do you like to look at each other then, like?
Yeah. Yes.
Because we are opposite each other.
Yeah. We record it on Lydia's laptop because mine was breaking last time. Mm-hmm. So Lydia does that side. I do the volume.
Mics.
For a while, you weren't certain on how to edit, were you? I kind of showed you some tips and tricks, but we're both up to scratch on editing now. But I do the Instagram side. Lydia tends to upload it to Spotify. Like, we just have like our roles.
That's quite nice.
That we kind of fell into. Yeah.
Makes it work. Go smoothly.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, Lydia, I don't know how to upload this on Spotify. Help me. Like, help.
It sounds like you both compliment each other well for the podcast.
Oh, I've been told that before, actually. Yeah. It's nice to hear it, though.
Yeah.
Like, my friend, a few people have said that to me, even follow it, like, after listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
we've
had a few like really nice messages, to be fair. Some from like people that we know quite well, and some you've had messages from like someone you went to school with but didn't know very well, that kind of thing, of just like, oh, I listened to this episode and I really enjoyed it, like, oh, it really helped me, this, I don't know, like, I struggled with spending time alone, but now I know that it's okay to do. And literally every time we nearly cry, because we're like, even just like one, even one message like that, we're like, this is like, it's worth it. Obviously, it's like a cheesy thing to say, but it is true.
A nice message is the best thing.
Yeah, genuinely.
It goes a long way, for sure.
And literally like...
Also, if you have a Confluence Pay, why would you not pay it?
Yeah. So true. Yeah. Like, Lydia literally got one the other day from her friend who was just, she was like, you guys just like bounce off each other well or something like that. Like, yes. Well, that, because we kind of like, yeah, that's why we can do a podcast. We go together well, but you never really know until you're actually like recording a podcast
it's
and
so
put it out there.
It's so different from what you think's going on and what everyone else thinks going
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
It's nice that it translated, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have listened to a couple episodes here and there and I do enjoy it.
What do you think? Really?
Enjoyed it. Very much. I have my personal, I think my favorite episode I've listened to you do was the solo travel episode. I haven't listened to all your episodes, so maybe that's unfair to say, but I did enjoy that because I was like, oh, interesting. Also because as much as I am an international student, technically, I hate traveling. What? I live in Europe. I live in Luxembourg. I'm British.
Like, do you speak French? Here.
To an embarrassingly bad level. I did like GCSE French, all that kind of stuff. Went to school in English. So I was like, oh, people who actually enjoy traveling? Fun. Whereas I'm just like traumatically ripped out of the school I enjoyed going to.
Oh, gosh.
No, it wasn't that bad. I do over-dramatize it. Parents, you made the right decision.
I promise.
I have to say that because I know my dad listens every week.
Yeah.
I always get a text when he walks the dog on a Wednesday and he's like, just listening to the new Off Air.
That's your dad.
My dad will be like, why has your podcast not come out yet? And I'm like, Dad, it's coming, I swear.
So cute.
I'm editing it right now.
So cute. A minute.
Yeah. They literally were like driving back from a friend's house and they were they were annoyed because I uploaded it literally just after they got home. They were like, we wanted to listen to it on the channel. So I'm sorry.
That's very sweet. That's
yeah, they so are very sweet. Sweet. But yeah, we do a lot of that. We're like, sorry, mum and dad. Yeah. Yeah, little side notes for them.
What has been your favourite episodes that both of you have done?
Oh, let me get my phone out. Hold on.
Have you ranked them? Or are you checking them? Oh, is there an official list?
I would rank them. Oh, I'm going to rank you? It on the way back. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
That's not to say that the last one would be shit. It's just to say it wouldn't be my favourite.
That's very fair.
Yeah.
I will also say it is still very weird to see, like, just on Spotify with other podcasts, just like us there. I still find it really strange. It's really cool. I was like, this shouldn't be so easy. I feel like to just put something out there.
So simple.
Yeah.
It feels like, why are you not vetting this? Why is no one at Spotify listening and making sure it's good content?
Like, it does go up very easily.
I think I know what it's going to be.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I know mine. I've got a few.
Oh, gosh. Some of these are from so long ago.
Some of these are fucking great.
October.
Can I give two?
You can go for two.
Okay.
You go first. Okay. I'm still looking.
My favourite episodes have been Spending Time Alone, which is our third ever episode.
Which I think is also actually one of the... It's like our second most listened to. Yeah.
And then a recent one, Boundaries with Rosie Loader. So a good friend of mine, Rosie, came on and she was just super wise. It's the only way I could... She's just great. She's funny. She's so smart. Yeah. Good conversation.
So I'm going to give two as well, but they're actually two different ones. The first one is our Valentine's Day one. Love.
That was, yeah.
We really enjoyed recording that one.
Who doesn't love love?
We both love Valentine's Day, like, to a weird amount.
Yeah, we do.
Honestly, literally, I've never had a Valentine, but I love Valentine's Day so much.
It's a bit of fun. I feel like, especially if you don't have someone to spend it with, you spend it with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Valentine's.
It's so much more fun because you just make it an occasion.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
It is good.
And my other one is Men's Self-Care with our friends Demi, Louie and Moon. Really? So I actually hadn't met Demi before we recorded. Mm-hmm. Because Lydia knows him through her course, but because Lydia does philosophy and psychology, we knew that he'd have good input.
He did,
and he did indeed. I knew Louie and Moon before that; both of us did. But I just thought it was a really interesting episode to record and just hear their points of view on men's self-care, how it's like stigmatized, and men's mental health, because we talk about the patriarchy a lot in terms of like how it is bad for women, but the patriarchy also has its downsides for men. Mm. And I think one of the massive ones is like self-care and men's mental health. So
yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good episode, to be fair. I enjoyed it.
A good mix. So those are the recommendations of where people should start. That's what I'm taking it as.
Yeah.
Because it's so daunting when you're like, okay, I'm going to listen to this new podcast. It's like episode 300.
And I'm like, I agree. It's like when you start a new show and it's like 12 seasons. I'm not going to do that.
You can't start watching Grey's Anatomy.
No.
Even though
genuinely,
my housemate has, and he's in a week on like season 9. And I'm like,
has he done anything else? Is he okay?
The answer is no, he has not done anything else.
He could be okay.
I think he's okay
enough.
Okay. His life is now dedicated. But
he may need an intervention at some point soon, but for
he
now.
He has a film and TV degree, so he can...
It's research.
Exactly. I can't even... Those, like, my kind of core friend group, they all do film and TV. I don't know how I'm the only one who doesn't. But it's like their
what
course.
Do you study?
I do economics.
Okay.
So it's like the court's friends and I've just tagged along somehow.
Do any of them do like radio and stuff?
No. So they do Impact and NSTV.
Okay.
So there's a little bit of kind of overlap there, but no one does radio. And last year they had a project they had to do where they had to watch a TV show. They had to watch a TV show and then write a little like...
Can I get a degree for
journal,
that?
Journal, like a little diary journal of... what they thought was like how they felt during and like what they thought about the costumes and the set and stuff like that. So I sat down and watched Bridgerton with my friends and it was her doing her degree.
Are you joking?
It made me so mad.
Because yeah, but also $9,000 to watch Bridgerton, like, come on. Who's really getting their money's worth?
I literally, some of our friends do like American studies and history or like American studies and politics. Oh my gosh. Sometimes they just get given a playlist of like 10 songs to listen to. Yes. One time, WAP was on there. I'm not being funny. How they literally constantly is like, oh, I need to watch this film. And then, oh, I need to listen to this playlist. I'm like, are you joking? I have like 10 scientific articles to read to write a lab report and you're there listening to WAP. Oh my God.
It's a nice comparison. I do like hearing about everyone else's degrees because I'm like, this makes no sense to me. Because I'm just there like drawing graphs and like doing maths and wanting to bash my head against a wall.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea what's going on. And then, as you say, they're listening to WAP.
Yeah. They're just listening, like they're doing their like, I don't know, like homework. Walking home from uni listening to WAP.
I'm so jealous.
It's what a life, honestly.
Okay. I'll get over it one day.
Yeah. Maybe a while after graduation, but.
Yeah. Might take me some time, but one day I'll be over
One day.
I might email my lecturer and I'll be like, so I really think we should have a playlist for this course.
I don't even want to know what the playlist would be for like philosophy or psychology. They'd be really depressing songs. Yours could be Phoebe Bridgers.
We had one for philosophy of sex. She made one. It was all like sexy tunes. Yeah,
was it?
It was a bit frisky.
Was Pony on there?
No, it was a lot of like Girl in Red, to be fair.
My Pony. No.
I have actually heard about, I think it's on the computer science lectures, because he knows no one's going to come to his lectures. Because it's like 9 a.m. and they're all pre-recorded on YouTube. So he like releases the link at 9 a.m. So what he does is he has like some sort of lecture engagement and he has like 3 songs of the week. So he plays his songs of the week and then just plays the lecture on this like Teams.
Oh, that's actually really cute.
But it's 9 a.m, so no one's going to that if it's pre-recorded.
Yeah,
bless him.
I wouldn't.
But yeah, I know he's trying to get. Imagine
playing his like songs of the week to 2 people, and they're like,
I think that's what happens.
Hanging. Oh,
yeah, no.
That's cute, but also slightly sad.
I know.
Not
sad from him. Sad that people don't turn up.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say.
No, I love that he's trying to get people involved.
Yeah.
And like, yeah. I want like a mega playlist at the end with all the songs he's ever played.
Yeah.
There's really not much you can do to get uni students, especially on like a Thursday to
turn up
to
on
a 9 a.m.
Yeah, no. It's just not gonna happen.
My volleyball training is 7 to 9 a.m. on a Thursday. I cannot go out on Wednesdays or I will not make it. And I actually
That's kind of rough because I've got 7 a.m. training on Tuesdays and Fridays, but that's all right because who goes out on a Monday and a Thursday?
And it sucks so much because like crisis, no, not happening.
That is rough.
That's so deep.
Because I'm the one who has access to the cupboard. I'm the only one. And
you really have
if I don't
to
go, like no one can play. And the amount of people that actually want to go Thursday at 7 a.m. Whenever I'm like, guys, should we cancel training? No, I want to go.
I actually love a morning training.
It's all right when I don't have anything else to do that day.
Yeah.
If I can go home and sleep and then like get on with my day later on, if I go home and have a nap, it's fine. But otherwise, no.
Yeah.
You will catch me on Thursdays just walking around this studio being like a zombie.
In days.
Yeah. I go in and we have our eco-frenzy meetings. So I'm in the studio and then I'm supposed to have a lecture, then it's that Thursday show, which is like Dom, Toby, Liv, their show for 2 hours, and then I have a lecture afterwards. And Toby and I have the same lectures. So I mean to go to the lectures, but I don't, so I just sit in here. Then I sit in their show and just sit there like half asleep.
Why don't you just go home?
Because in my mind I'm like, well, if I'm around Toby, I'll go to my next lecture.
Oh.
And then I'm like, I'm too tired, I'm not going.
Okay.
And sometimes that walk just feels like too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I'm on campus, I might actually do something. Never do. Never do.
So fair.
It's a nice thought.
But this is what I'm saying. Like, stop delaying the inevitable. Just go home and sleep. Like, so you know you're not going to go.
That is true.
You're losing precious nap time.
I'm just lying to myself.
Yeah. She's in denial.
Oh, I am. Yeah. I want to ask you now some of the pre-prepared questions, I'll call them.
Okay.
They're the questions I ask everyone, and I did give you a bit of warning. We want to start firstly with what is your most iconic item of clothing? Because my backstory behind this question is, this is an audio format, right?
Yes.
There are the diehard listeners of Self Care Sofa. And maybe they're walking around campus, they have no idea who either of you are.
So true.
Yolas.
How are they gonna be like, that's Lydia? You know, they're gonna pick you out of the crowd.
Okay. I'll kick it off. I don't know if Sophie, you know that what I'm gonna say, but my Justin Bieber lavender crocs.
Yes! I knew that was what you were gonna say. It couldn't be anything else.
Those sound iconic.
They are.
I'm sorry, how much did you spend on them?
Is worth it.
No, answer the question.
Okay, it was £70 and I waited in a 2-hour online queue, but they came with the socks.
And that was one of my first impressions of you, to be fair, that was that you'd spent that money.
Stuck. Oh. Not that they're cool, that just these stupid.
Well, I'm just as not as much of a big Justin Bieber fan.
Are you a big Justin Bieber
big fan? She's no judgment.
She's a really big fan.
I love him.
The look Sophie's giving me right now is like, run.
Yeah. Okay. I do. I was a believer from the womb. I came out listening to the baby, baby. And
and it's never gone.
It's stuck. Yeah. Honestly, though, I have not gotten more compliments on an item of clothing than that. And like, people find out it's Justin Bieber, they're a bit like, oh, questionable. But they're bloody cool. Like, they're like lavender Crocs, but like elevated.
And also, as much as I take the piss out of how
like
much
so much cooler
of how much you spend on them, you wear them all the time.
Yeah.
So like, she's got her
the
price
cost
per wear.
Wear is...
Exactly. See,
and the socks, guys.
I'm on par with an economics student there. Our minds went to the same place.
Worth the money. Fair enough. Everyone needs a good pair of Crocs as well.
Mm-hmm. I have a pair of purple Crocs sliders, actually, for around the house.
Oh, yeah. Not as cool as mine, but yeah.
I've got a lovely pink pair that I've left at home, and now my mum uses them as, like, gardening shoes.
Oh.
Just pick up bits of soil.
Yes. Yes. It's like, I need to steal those back.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. She should probably invest in like an actual good pair of shoes for gardening as well. I feel like you're using some quite heavy duty things that would just
go right through
Crocs.
Like, go water the flowers kind of gardening and a bit
okay.
of
okay. That kind
it's
of gardening.
Not chopping down trees.
My mum's a gardener, so yeah. she has like,
oh, that's so funny.
She's got the whole gear.
She has like old school Doc Martens that literally like probably took like a year to break in.
Yeah.
My iconic piece of clothing. I am kind of torn between two, because one I would say is more iconic and one I actually wear more often. The kind of iconic ones is a pair of flares that I wanted for a really long time. They're from Urban Outfitters and they're like yellow and orange stripes. They're just like proper 60s. Do you know the ones I'm talking about? Because if not, then they
can't be iconic.
They can't be my iconic. Do you not? I wore them to La Bomba. I offered them to you for the festival thing.
I think you need to wear them more often. That's
yeah,
what I'm
wear
hearing.
Them more often. I think I know what you're on about. But
yeah.
Because I was thinking for you, flares. But
I was.
Not those
I
ones.
Think. Yeah, I
was
think.
Thinking of the others.
I think in general, blue flared jeans. I just wear them a lot.
Anything flared.
I do have a lot of pairs of flares. Yeah, if I just say flares in general, to be fair, I do have a lot of
to
pairs.
Be flare.
Oh my gosh, to be flare. That's tickled you more than it should have done, I think.
So bad. So
no,
bad.
I can appreciate that.
Thank you.
I have...
Erin's like, nah. I'm just getting cut out.
Hit myself in the face with the microphone as well. I have, like, 6 pairs of flares.
That's a solid amount.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I wear them a lot.
That's quite a lot, actually.
Yeah.
Fair enough. If it was, if
so
it's
any flared, any flared trousers, yeah.
What's yours? Have you not been asked?
I have actually, and I'm trying to remember what I said. I think I went with anything green. I own a lot of green clothing. Not
funnily fun. Enough, she's wearing green.
Did you look down and no, I'm not. For reference, she's wearing a green sweatshirt.
I have green trousers, and I normally wear those.
Cool. Have you got green eyes?
Do.
Is it to match your green eyes?
No.
A proper eco-frenzy girl.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't
go
know
green.
What happened. I just started buying... Well, I go through phases of only having one colour in my wardrobe.
Yeah.
Until I was about 15, it was all pink. Just coincidentally, it was all pink. No reason to it. And then it was all like a navy blue for a few years. I was like, okay, I need to stop this. I need to take a step back and actually have some colour in my life. So I got one item of green clothing. And then I just
and
keep
stuff.
Buying
now it's just...
And then you're going to leave uni. Well, we are a green uni, green and gold.
Okay. So true.
It's on brand.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, it works.
It just works.
Works with my brand with Eco Frenzy and all that.
Have you got green nails on?
I do. I have green nails.
I love that. Oh, this is, yeah, very
That
green.
Was also because I was Mike Wazowski at Ocean, so I
I love that.
That's brilliant.
That's why I love dressing up, because I know whatever happens, whatever the theme is, as long as I can wear something all green, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'll just wear my...
You know, Peter Pan?
I will say one thing with Mike Wazowski, right? This is going to sound so weird. One of my favourite films of all time, possibly my favourite film ever, is When Harry Met Sally. Which I'm not sure if you've seen it.
I think I've seen it. I must have at some point, but...
Old school rom-com, yeah. Like, as my dad says, it was like the first like rom-com, proper rom-com that like really kicked off the genre. And the main guy in it, Harry... voices Mike Wazowski. And once I found that out, I can't watch the film in quite the same way.
Oh my God!
Because now, because now when I watch When Harry Met Sally, I just hear Sally and Mike Wazowski.
When Mike Wazowski met Sally.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't take away from the fact it's a great film, but...
It's good.
Yeah. Sorry, a bit of a tangent there.
I love that. I'm learning.
Yeah.
That's what the podcast is for.
Yeah. Learning about a film that you've never seen before.
But I've seen Monsters, Inc., so it's fine.
So true, yeah.
Do you prefer Monsters, Inc. or Monsters University?
I think I always just preferred Monsters, Inc. I've seen Monsters University and I was like, it was fine. But I think as I was that bit older, I wasn't as in love with it as I would have been. But if I'd watched it as a kid, like at the same time, I probably would have liked that more.
I think I need to watch Monsters University now that we're at university.
Oh, I have.
Does it hit different?
Did we watch it together? Did we watch it together?
Potentially, yeah.
Projector at yours. Last year.
We watched it.
That was Monsters University, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I take it back. I have watched it at university. I just think I prefer the first one because it's got Boo in it. She's so cute.
She's cute.
It was funny. I was Mike, Dom was Sully. And then coincidentally, Alexa was dressed as Boo.
What, like not unplanned?
Not planned at all. Pure
coincidence. That's amazing.
Because the theme was cartoon or animated characters.
Oh, I love that.
She was just wearing this massive pink t-shirt.
That's so good.
It was perfect. That's there really are good. Pictures somewhere.
I wanna
Do you need to remember that yet? You're just trying to get away from that light.
And the weirdest part was I was wearing all green and I like cut out a little circle, had a dot, right? I had my eye, stuck it on with some sellotape, all good. There was one point where I saw it fall off me. I then looked at the floor to go pick it up and it was gone. And my friend that I was with, she saw it fall off as well. Someone must have picked it up in the time it took me to look down at the floor.
Weird.
And I'm still confused. And I wasn't that drunk at that moment.
Sure.
That was as soon as we got into Ocean. It was after I'd been in Ocean for a little while that...
And spent the £45, yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favourite costumes I've seen at Ocean was... It's a pretty run-of-the-mill costume in itself. They were dressed as pigs, but... This person had stuck a Percy Pig packet on them and was eating Percy Pigs throughout the night. And I just love that.
That's so funny.
Because it's
stylish,
like,
and delicious.
There's like no better sweet. Like,
yeah. To be fair, for my birthday, it was British Icons and I was Percy Pig and I had a little pack of Percy Pigs that I kept eating throughout the night.
Love that.
Fucking good. Yeah. You're quite good with costumes.
I'm getting that vibe.
Gauging that, yeah.
My vibe is go for something that's going to be minimal effort, but maximum reward.
Yeah.
Again, like, with the economics student.
Something I'm going to find funny. I don't like going like the most obvious thing ever because I'm like, no, that's boring.
No, it's boring. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's overdone.
Yeah, but I love just having like one colour item of clothing and then just printing something out or something and sticking it on. Like for Halloween 1 year, I was Marmite. Because I had a black dress that I wanted to wear and I just stuck a Marmite label on it.
Smart.
I love that.
That's my very much minimal effort, but it makes me laugh.
Minimal effort, maximum reward. Execution as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
no one's ever complimented me on my costume. Those are maybe my best ones I've done though, so.
Well, they sound good. They do sound good.
Thank you. I did also need to ask you both specialist subject that you would pick if you're going on something like Mastermind or... As I like to say, other TV game shows are available. I don't have to be impartial, but I'm also not coming for the Mastermind brand here. It's a specialist subject.
This is kind of a hard one because I think I'd be really bad on a quiz show.
You can think about it as in, like, you will have, like, a couple weeks, you know, to...
What's a niche thing?
To pick, like... Mine's gonna just...
The one that's coming to mind is going to make me sound so weird, but in my house, we really like playing Triviaverse on Netflix. And this is just one where I tend to know the answers to the questions, and that is Greek mythology.
That's so fair.
I know, bit random, but I did do Latin GCSE. So I know a lot of it from that, and also like loved like Percy Jackson and stuff.
I was gonna say Percy Jackson as well.
So I do just know a lot of those like things. Like if you ask me like what like a god is like the god of, then I often know and stuff like that. Yeah, that's, I think I'd have to go with that. One, it's such a random one.
And you always think that like you can have a couple weeks to brush up on it.
Exactly. You can study. Yeah.
I'm allowing a 2-week study period.
Okay, good, because I would need it for whatever the subject was.
The only thing that comes to mind, I feel like I'm not really, not smart, but like I don't really know like niche things. Like, I just say I can name all 50 states of America. That's about it.
Do it now.
I actually can't. That's the only thing that comes to mind. I genuinely cannot think of anything else. What am I, like, good, like...
Do you have any, like, favourite TV shows or stuff like that?
Yeah, Justin Bieber, specialist subject.
Do you know what, Justin Bieber? We'll go with that.
Would you go for his whole career, or would you pick, like, a certain few years?
Like, general knowledge, Justin Bieber, I could do.
Yeah. 100% you could do.
Like, birthday, stuff like that, you've all got it locked away.
Yeah.
Lydia says she isn't smart.
March the 1st, 1994. Sorry,
but she is. She just... But then she'll just, like... I'll do something that's so basic. She'll go, wow, you're so smart.
I'm easily impressed.
You undersell yourself. But I do think in like a quiz show situation, I think Justin Bieber would be your best bet.
I actually agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Play to your strengths. Listen to some Justin.
I mean, to be fair, mine would be One Direction all day, every day.
I love One Direction.
So I'm like, yeah, that is such a fair and valid thing. Or
who's your favourite?
Yeah.
So... This is a tough question to
answer. And to be fair, I feel like everyone goes through a progression.
We go through phases. Yes. Wait, okay, I'm actually really intrigued.
Do you want to guess?
I bet you started off with Harry, then went to like Zayn, and then went back to Harry.
Not quite, but I did start with Harry.
Okay.
Loved Harry on X Factor. Who didn't? I was obsessed with him. I wanted the curly hair.
Okay.
I was obsessed. And then I was like, wow, Niall, so funny. So funny. And then my friend also liked Niall, so we couldn't have the same favourite, so I had to pick a new favourite.
No, yeah, that's always a difficult one.
And it sounds crazy, but then I was like, okay, so I need to pick a new favourite, and it was Louis.
Yeah. That's mine!
So mine was Louis, and then for a bit it was actually Liam.
Same. I never had a Liam face.
I did.
And then, but I think I quickly switched back to Louis, and then... As they went into their single careers,
Harry.
Yeah,
we literally.
Love him.
I've never met anyone that's had the exact same thing as me, because really? I was always Louis and Liam. Didn't like Niall. Didn't like Zayn. Didn't like Harry.
But
and now it's all Harry.
I'm kind of ashamed to say Liam now though, because Liam is weird now.
Yeah, I know, he's fallen off. But
in your defense, he wasn't weird at the time.
Yeah,
and I was also so Fame like did that. I didn't know what they were like as people. I just
Louis's funny.
Louis. Yeah. I watched the X Factor Diaries. Where they were sitting on the stairs, and that's when I chose Louis.
Yeah, he's jokes.
And that, yeah. And since
I remember
then, even
I remember
though everyone
videos.
Thinks I'm a Harry girly, and I'm like, that's fine. I love Harry Styles. He's doing amazing stuff now. But at my core, I didn't spend 8 years loving Louis for people to, I don't know, get like erase my actual history. Yeah.
Do you listen to any of their songs separately now that they're separate?
I do, actually.
Who do you listen to
too
most?
Young. Na, 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 na,
that's
a
Louis
song. Oh, okay.
It's on my current playlist. I've been listening to it loads. So
I
good.
Do actually quite like Louis stuff. When he first started releasing music, I loved it, and then he kind of didn't do anything for a while. And I am seeing him soon. Live.
I saw him at X Factor.
I'm so excited.
Did you?
Yeah, he performed. My mate got us tickets. We watched X Factor like auditions. And what did he perform? Miss You. Shit, baby, I miss you.
I actually quite like a few of Niall's.
I dab. It's like I listen to a lot of Harry.
Yeah, I listen
Louis,
to a
and then
lot
I
of Harry.
Niall. Like, yeah, he's got a few good ones, but I don't really listen to the albums.
I like his first album. Was it Flicker?
It's so good.
I don't like his new stuff. No. At all. Harry's 10 out of 10 for me. It's so good.
Harry's the only one where I could literally like name his albums and the songs on the albums.
Yeah, me
and
too.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's just easy because there are also songs that get played so much as well anyway. And a lot of my friends who weren't One Direction fans are now Harry fans.
Harry fans.
So then they talk to me about Harry Styles. So it's like, great, I can talk about that. But not many people want to talk about Louis.
No.
Yeah.
He's Poor Louis. An unsung hero.
Yeah.
Love him.
But he's got like a little cult following now. I feel like.
Has he?
I feel like the people who like Louis are now, there's like, it's a smaller group, but they're intense about
it. If you stuck, then you've stuck.
Yeah.
That's true.
Whenever I do these sorts of interviews, one person will say one thing that I know and love, and I'm like, pick up on that. And I'm like, right, we're now going to talk about this. Me and Jack Napton spoke about like the Vampire Diaries for like 20 minutes.
Really?
And Teen Wolf, and I was like, Jack, I did not know this about you. Now we have to talk about this forever.
Yeah. The amount of like, I think it was our first episode, we really didn't edit much. And then literally as soon as it was like our second episode and from then forward, we were like, we go on a lot of tangents. And we need to. And
that is mainly you, to be fair.
No, I was about to say that. It's mainly me. And we would just edit whole tangents of mine out.
Yes.
I have to do that with this because I'm like, I like this to be like a conversation.
Mm. Yeah.
But it is an interview. So some of the things I say come up in conversation, but they don't need to be in the edit.
Yeah.
They don't need to be in the final thing.
Well, yeah. That's kind of what we did when we had guests as well, is like, for them to be comfortable, you have to give stuff back as well as just asking questions.
Exactly.
But like, it's so that intense.
Yeah. But I was like, for like the men's self-care one, I'm not going to leave in the, you know, like I'm talking to them about like the female side of self-care, but I'm not leaving that in because that's not the point of the episode, but it's kind of like, so it's a back and forth with them. Yeah, it's just kind of like the,
it's quite nice talking to people who kind of do similarly to what I've been doing with this
podcast, you know? Yeah,
it's like you've done interviews and it's like you're comfortable in the podcast studio, because I feel like I've spent my life in here recently.
We've all got our shoes off.
Yeah, we're all just ready, and I love that I'm like, you guys are understanding what I'm trying to do, and it's because sometimes people just, I'm not naming names.
Oh, T.
It's just not the same vibes.
You can name names when the recording's off. It's okay.
Don't worry. I love everybody who I've interviewed so far. You're all great. We're one big happy family at the station.
But we're the best at being interviewed. So.
However,
she has favourites.
If I were to make a tier list, which maybe I will. No.
Ooh, imagine.
I could not.
Oh, the drama.
Like a roundup at the end of the year. Tier list of my interviews.
And the problem is my dad listens to them and then he'll be like, I've asked him which one his favourites are and stuff like that. And I'm like, you're so right, Dad. This interview was not as good. Nothing to do with the person.
Mm.
It just wasn't as good. But I'll never tell anyone who those are.
But literally,
it's between me and my dad.
I mean, some of our episodes literally, like, we'll sit down and Lydia's like, literally, what are we about to talk about? And we're like, oh, I was like, there are a few times where one of us is really like, we're like, just wing it, we're fine. And some of those have been like our favourites. Like the love one, we really didn't plan much. And that's one of my favourites.
Sometimes they're the best, but sometimes they're the worst.
Yeah, I agree, it's hit or miss.
Yeah,
definitely.
And it depends what mood you're in as well. And if like you accidentally go on a good tangent, we do that with Eco Frenzy. Some days, you listen, it's Saturday, we're both hungover.
Yeah, so if you have the energy, genuinely.
And it's been like, we've had a really busy week, we haven't had time to plan it that much, we'll plan it like an hour before. And sometimes they're our best episodes. And sometimes I'm like, can we just not put this out?
Let's
not let anyone hear this ever. My laptop is slowly running out of battery.
Ah.
So I'm going to keep us on track.
Yes.
I've got two sort of final questions. I'll ask them both at the same time, but we'll go to one first, then the other.
Okay.
And these can be taken as like deep and emotional questions. These can be taken as very shallow. It's whatever you feel like bringing up.
I'm definitely
we'll take them deep and emotional.
Yeah.
One of them is, what is your proudest achievement so far? And the other one is, what are you looking forward to?
Wow.
That's why I say, if you want to go with, I'm just looking forward to graduating, I'm looking forward to having pizza tonight, so fine. If you've got something else you want to talk about, you can go more deep and emotional. Same with proudest achievement. It's very much up to you. Very open-ended. And I've had a mix of responses from everyone.
Why do I feel like crying?
It's been a long day.
I would say my greatest achievement. Okay. It's actually one of a couple of things.
I know what you
But with the say. Same thing like underlying, if that makes sense. So we have an episode where we spoke about my solo travel and I moved abroad on my own for a few months. And obviously that was, it sounds amazing, but obviously it was difficult at points as well. But even just things like, so I personally struggle with my mental health, and just doing that while I wasn't in a good place. And I did the same thing with school. Like, I mean, to be fair, I didn't sit exams because it was COVID year, but just like getting through those things while I'm like not having a good time. But even like that can be at uni, just being on top of lectures, like just not having like 10 lectures to catch up on when realistically I'm not doing so great. So yeah, that's deep and emotional for you. But yeah,
what was the second half of the question?
What are you looking forward to?
Are we doing that after?
Okay, yeah, you do it either which way.
Okay.
Do you want to go for yours first?
My proudest achievement, I'd probably say, I think stopping alcohol, which I think you could have guessed, Sophie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, making the decision to stop drinking alcohol like 7-ish months ago. But then that kind of ties into like also I'm just kind of proud of the person I'm becoming and the person I am, and like I don't know, just kind of having the confidence to like actually know like, yeah, I'm, you know, pretty good person and can kind of back myself in saying that, I think.
Yeah
And I think quite proud of that.
And I think we've spoken about it before as well, especially in terms of like your sobriety. I just personally find it very impressive that when you decided to stop, you literally just did.
Yeah.
And she's literally been sober since she just decided she wasn't going to drink anymore. So
that is impressive.
Exactly.
Thanks.
So yeah, I'd be surprised if you didn't say that one, because I think that's something you should be really, really proud of.
Do you know
of.
What? It's actually not the first thing that came to mind.
But what then was the other one?
The other one, I started a charity with my friend in year 10.
What?
But we, like, yeah. It's called Hygiene for Homeless. And for, like, women in homeless shelters, we provided them with, like, sanitary products because they weren't given, like, period products and stuff by government, which is ridiculous because, like, men literally get given condoms by the government. So it's just, like, yeah, there's that, like, kind of... Mm-hmm. Disparity between the genders, but that kind of came to mind, but that stopped when I kind of after a couple of years, so I think that was probably
a pretty cool thing to do.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Would you ever want to start something like that back up again, or
potentially? It's nice to know that like I'm doing work for like greater good, like it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. I didn't know you'd done that.
Yeah,
that's really cool.
Learning about each other as well. Wow.
As for things we're looking forward to, what am I looking forward to? So I've kind of gone through a weird relationship with the idea of what happens after uni.
As have I.
The third year crisis is, especially January time.
Yeah.
Like that onwards you go, oh, actually, there's not much time left.
So for me, actually, all of second year was kind of a crisis in terms of what I was going to do after uni.
Yeah.
All of second year
Yours was an early onset. Mine's just kicked in.
Mine was like an existential crisis about it.
Yeah.
But I think because I've had that crisis and I had it like early on, I am kind of excited to see where I end up and where all of my friends end up. And just like in a year from now, like where everyone will be, because like me and a lot of my friends, like we say we want to live abroad for a while, like what kind of countries we'll visit or like be in a year's time.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as it's kind of like intimidating when you're thinking of it as like, oh, I need to go and apply for this job, or this master's, or do this, it is actually exciting to think that
we have
this
so
is
many.
The like freest we've been.
And yeah, like, it is literally whatever you want to do, and you are full-fledged adult now.
So cool. Like I can go and actually like earn proper money, like not just like my little job I did once a week when I was in school. Like I can go and actually earn money, save, and then just leave for a year if I wanted to and just go to a different country. Like I think that's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
so I've kind of reached that point where I am looking forward to that after uni as well.
Panic, and now you're excited. Is that because you've got plans in place or
no? I've got a lot of ideas.
I've got plans.
Is it more just being excited about the opportunities and ideas you've come up with now that you've had your moment of panic?
Yeah, I think I had to have ideas before I found it exciting, because I have things that like now I'm like, oh, that would be really, really cool. Like even just like, I know I want to go, I'm going interrailing with friends from home, and that's literally will be for like 2 weeks, but that's, I know, something that I can look forward to and something that I wouldn't have done a couple of years ago because that would have scared me. but even things in terms of like jobs and what cities I want to live in and stuff like that. I just have ideas, and whether they happen or not, they're just kind of exciting to think about. So I think you have to have that panic before you get excited for it, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to my first like holiday trip with my older brother. Nice. We've never just been on holiday, just us two, and we're literally just going to Amsterdam for like the 3 nights. So I'm kind of looking forward. We do actually need to book it, to be fair. But yeah, it will happen. So that will be exciting and really fun.
And I can also say from our conversation on the way into uni that we're both also looking forward to spring and summer.
Oh my God. Yeah, I thrive in the summer. Sorry, this March snow weather is not cutting it for me.
Yeah, but I did step outside this morning and it was 11 degrees and sunny and I was like, yes.
I didn't realize it was that like nice outside. When I started walking, I was like, I'm sweating. I love this.
Yeah.
This is so good.
Yeah.
No, there is a reason why my January exams and my June exams, the past 2 years, there's been a 10% like difference in
really?
My averages.
That's so interesting.
There should be a study on that, like mental health and psychology.
We're like, mental depression is it takes a toll. And also then I'm like, Christmas time, let's celebrate. But Easter, in my mind, is, I don't really care about Easter. It's just eat some chocolate, work on my exam stuff.
Yeah, for me, it's like it's once January is over, because I quite like January. I like the whole new year kind of vibe. Mm. But once that's over, I just want it to be spring, and I forget that there's like 2 or 3 months left until
and
the sun is consistently
is not
out. No, it's not.
No, it's not. We need spring to stop starts, calling it spring.
Spring starts like end of March.
Yeah, I mean, officially it starts on the 21st of March.
Yes.
But you just think March, ooh, springtime. No, it's always like the coldest.
Exactly.
So over it being cold. So
I'm
that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And you know what? You've kind of just uplifted me there. Like, the sun is coming.
The sun is, it was out today.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. Hopefully it comes out tomorrow.
You're just a singer.
It does feel like we've not seen the sun a lot lately, but it was out today and it really boosted our spirits.
She's gone though. I'm looking out the window. She's gone.
I've had.
Yeah, but she's setting. It's fine. We can allow that.
We'll allow you to rest. Just come out tomorrow, please.
I've had the little notification that my laptop's about to die. So we've rounded up perfectly.
Yeah.
Perfect
yeah.
timing. Thank you both for being on.
Thank you for having us. This is our first interview, by the way.
Yeah.
Like separately and together. So.
I love an interview.
We were literally.
This is cool.
Yeah, we were literally saying like honored.
Like, yes.
We love.
Yeah, thank you.
You love talking about yourself. So,
so true. So true.
It's the narcissist in us.
It's just, and it's interesting, like just to talk about this kind of stuff. Like,
it allows you to like, kind of reflect in a way that's more like active and direct, I think.
Yeah. No, we are honoured that you asked us on. So thank you.
Another massive thank you to Sophie and Lydia for coming on the podcast today. As we mentioned, they have a podcast themselves called The Self-Care Sofa, and you can find that wherever you find your podcasts. As well, make sure you're following them on Instagram at The Self-Care Sofa. And if you've enjoyed listening to my voice, make sure you check out our Instagram off air on your end to stay up to date with all the episodes coming out soon.